Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. My name is Reverend Tanya Sumter and I am delighted to lead you in this time of prayer. Our devotion for the day can be found on page 277 of our devotional Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. And our scripture for the day is from John 14, 16 and 17. And this is what it says. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper who will be with you forever. That helper is the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it doesn't see or know Him. You know Him because He lives with you and will be in you. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is your guide? When my husband and I go on vacation, sometimes we rent a car and drive around to do sightseeing on our own. But then sometimes we take excursions where we can have a personal guide. When we're able to do our sightseeing with the guide, we receive experiences that we probably would have missed if we did it on our own. But because we have a personal guide, we have the best experience possible. In some ways, our life is like that. We have the choice of just wandering through on our own or getting a personal guide. Well, I have good news for you. God has provided you and I with both a guidebook, the Bible, and a personal guide, the Holy Spirit, for life. Have you ever thought of why Jesus returned to heaven after His resurrection rather than just staying here on earth? When Jesus was physically present on earth, He was limited to one location, to wherever His physical body was at that time. But the Holy Spirit can be everywhere. He's in all Jesus' followers, helping us all at the same time. One of the most important things you can learn in life is how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, only those people who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. If you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit will guide and lead you. When we start the Christian life, we're not very good at being led by the Spirit. You don't know His voice, but as your relationship with the Lord grows, we will start to recognize His voice and know where He is leading us. And so as you journey through life, don't do it on your own. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit as your guide. Get to know His voice and follow wherever He leads. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank You for Your word this morning that reminds us that You are indeed our personal guide. You've told us to ask for whatever we need. You said if we ask, that it will be given. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open to us. We ask, O God, for Your personal guidance and direction this day. Help us, O God, to trust You with our decisions. May we lean on You with all of our heart instead of relying only on our own imperfect understanding. Give us guidance this day. As we submit ourselves to You, we know that You will direct our paths and we can have confidence that Your direction is always the best way to go. Give us discernment this day, O God. Sharpen our senses so that we can use good judgment in all of our lives. Help us, O God, to see and properly assess the positives and the negatives in every situation, opportunity, and decision we are faced with. Lord, send Your Holy Spirit to lead us. You said that Your Spirit will teach us all things and guide us into all truth. Remind us that of Your word that to make good choices this day. When we become overwhelmed with decisions that are placed before us, please guide us, O God, and give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Clear our minds to follow You with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind and with all of our strength. Help us not to only discover and understand Your guidance and Your will, but to bend our will to obey Yours. Give us ears to listen carefully to what we should do and a willing heart to carry out Your directives. As we walk down unfamiliar paths, guide us. Turn the darkness into light before us. And turn the rough places into level ground. We have no knowledge of what is around the next bend or what unexpected things will come our way this day. But we know You, O God. So God, we put ourselves into Your hands this day and forevermore. We thank you for your perpetual presence in our lives. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for the prayer call on this morning. We hope that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We ask that you will meet us for worship on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the main sanctuary or online via Facebook, YouTube, or the website. And we look forward to seeing you again right back here next Wednesday for prayer. God bless.